It's Thunder and PT's second date update. It's sponsored by $5 Tan. Look good, feel good with $5 Tan.
All right, well, let's get right to it. Bryce messaged us here at 1029 The Wolf, and it's great to have Bryce with us here this morning. Bryce, how can we help you with Jessica?
Well, you could put me in touch with her, for starters.
Yeah, hopefully we can do that, man. How long has it been since you heard from her? I know you messaged us here a few days ago.
Close to 3 weeks. I sent a text to make sure that she got home okay, and after the date, that is, and I didn't hear. And I tried a couple of times, but, you know, I just got crickets.
Yeah. So you don't. Wow. You don't officially know if she made it home.
I'm trusting that she did, you know, and something came up that caused her to, you know, ignore me. So.
And do you have any clues what that might be?
Well, I mean, she ran back to the restaurant to, quote unquote, use the restroom as we were saying goodbye. And I don't know, maybe she spotted her crush there in the bar and went back to hang out with them. At this point, I'm just grasping at straws over here.
Yeah, and it'll drive you nuts doing that.
For sure.
And trying to make an assumption that just may not even be close to being accurate, Bryce. So
before that, was the date going well?
Yeah.
How was the vibe and stuff?
Yeah, I mean, the vibe was awesome. We compared bucket lists. And we had about 5 or 6 things in common. I didn't say anything at the moment, but I was low-key hoping that we could work on them together. So
yeah.
That gives you any indication how the vibe was.
So the sudden exit, a little mysterious. So, well, let's just ask her ourselves.
Hello.
Hi, good morning. Could we speak to Jessica, please?
This is she who's calling?
Yeah, of course, Jessica. It's not a sales call or anything like that. Everything's fine. Sorry to trouble you this morning. We're actually, I got to tell you this, though, up front. We're on the radio right now because it's Thunder and PT, and we're calling from 102.9 The Wolf. And we are hoping you could join us for a segment where we reconnect a listener with someone that they met recently.
I mean, I've heard of you, but I'm not a listener.
Yeah, no, that's okay.
That's okay.
Bryce, who you may remember from a couple weeks ago, reached out to us, said he was hoping to see you again.
After what happened, that's not going to happen again.
Oh, no.
Well, okay, so can you just tell us what came up?
As we were leaving the restaurant, he told a hilarious story about tricking this mean old lady who worked at a candy store when he was a kid.
Okay. Wait, he
tricked her?
Yeah.
All right, keep going.
I mean, it was hilarious, but the problem is that I laughed harder than I ever have in my life.
And how is that a problem?
Yeah, what? Seems like a good thing.
Well, there's no way to say this without humiliating myself, but I laughed so hard that I keyed a little. Just a tiny little bit.
What, in your pants?
Yeah. And I had to dash back inside and clean myself up.
Did it show, was it showing? Did it, soak through, or?
I mean, I don't want to get into the details more than that, okay. But, I mean, I guess, luckily I was wearing a skirt, so I guess it could have been.
Oh, it was a skirt.
Wow.
Okay.
Yeah, brave of you to admit it, at least.
Yeah, no kidding.
I've already decided to go by my middle name for life, so I can just leave this behind me forever.
Wait a minute, for the rest of your
Jessica.
Life? Yeah.
Yeah.
Or should I call you Anne? Is your middle name Anne?
What is your middle name? All right.
Just call me whatever you want to call me.
Well, it's too late for that. Oh, yeah. All right, well, listen, Jessica, we're sad that you feel this way, but, of course, we want to respect your wishes, but... So do you want us to pass on to Bryce that it's not a good fit? Because he's holding on. We talked to him 3 minutes ago.
And he wants to see you again,
yes.
By the way.
For him to know that he's the funniest guy in town.
Yeah, ever.
He's not going to he's not going to get that from us. Only you could share that with him.
Yeah, no, I got to go.
No. Jessica.
Ugh. I should have just grabbed Bryce. I should have just grabbed Bryce.
Yeah.
And brought him in here.
Yeah, for sure.
Let me grab Bryce here real quick. Bryce, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Bryce, hold on real quick. We're going to call Jessica back. We're going to put the two of you together no matter what. Hold on. You heard everything she said.
Yeah, she peed herself.
I did.
Yeah. I wanted to hear about the story, but first let's see if we can get Jessica back.
Hello?
Hey, Jessica, I know you hung up on us. It's Thunder and PT calling you back.
Yeah.
Would you just bear with us for a second? Seriously. Bryce had such a great time with you, and we just talked to him. I know you're embarrassed about what happened.
You shouldn't be. I think we all, I mean, it's like...
Bryce, would you say something to Jessica?
Jessica, I mean, I really did not intend for what happened to have happened, so I apologize. Maybe I'll tone down my stories, but I really liked hanging out with you, and I think making you laugh is a good thing, and I just thought we had good chemistry, so I'd love to take you out. And that, what you just said, I mean, I don't think that's anything to be ashamed of.
Really?
Listen, PT pees himself all the time because
Thunder's so funny.
He's
I haven't had to wear diapers for the last year.
But we've been doing this show 6 years.
Yeah, but it's only gotten good recently.
All right. Anyway.
Oh, God.
Here's the thing, Jessica. Don't you want to be with a guy, and this went to the extreme, but you want to be with a guy who makes you laugh.
Yeah. Will you take your chances on a second date?
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Okay, good.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Listen, you might want to go to a doctor first and see if there's anything they can do to kind of, you know, tighten everything up.
The key to a woman's heart. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. The key to a woman's heart is through humor. I've always heard that.
All right. Okay, so, Brian, wait. Now, Jessica, I want you just not to listen for a minute. I want to hear what the story was about the older lady in the candy shop or whatever.
I mean, broad strokes here. You know, there is a fishing line. She was a mean old lady, at, you know, who believes in ghosts. And so the fishing line, yeah, that's the broad outlines there. She was scared out of her mind.
Okay, so you had a fishing line attached to like a...
some candy?
Or some skeleton or what? Candy?
Yeah, essentially. Okay. I made this woman think that there was a poltergeist in her candy store for about 3 months.
Yeah. Well, Jessica, boy, hopefully the stories get no funnier than that.
Hey, if you like that joke, Jessica, try our show weekdays 6 to 10.
All right, Jessica, we wish you and Bryce, too. Bryce, we wish you better, all the best in telling stories. You guys seem like a great fit.
Yes.
And we hope this is just the beginning of something special, but a lot more leak-proof.
Yeah.
And thanks for being on Second Date Update.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Up next, it's 90 minutes of nonstop nonsense and everything country with Thunder and PT. On the Wolf.